You ever vented before?
Ooh, nope.
Really? You don't share your feelings? I'll say you have.
Just like in life, you haven't vented before?
I didn't. I used to not vent growing up. And then I was like, I should vent more often. It feels good.
Yeah, it does.
And I learned.
It's good to communicate and express yourself.
Speaking of communicating, welcome back to We Stayed Late.
Ooh, look at that transition.
The podcast where a bunch of media people are talk nonsense.
That's
I like that we change what it's about every week. I mean, it does though. It changes every week.
It does.
So it's
different
not
hosts,
you're not wrong.
Different people. We got to get a guest back in here.
I know we're working on it.
I want some hardcore crossover episodes. I'm not even going to say them out loud because the fans would come.
I know.
You get the fans to come after them and go, "Hey, why haven't you ever worked out the schedule?"
Hey, here's what you should do. If you want to see a crossover episode, tweet at the people that you want to see a crossover episode with.
Assault them. No, I'm kidding.
Don't do that. Please. No.
I just thought it'd be
funny. But yeah, tweet at him.
Tweet at him. Let him know. Be like, hey.
You should get on there.
You should get on there.
Even if it's people we don't know.
That'd
be
really?
Nice. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm down with
That's
it.
That's where I just was like,
No. Like if there's podcast people, if there's podcasts that they like that we're not on.
Okay.
And they have a podcast. Just tweet them.
And they live in L.A.
That's true.
Yeah.
They do need to live in L.A. That's a little too much research, though. We'll weed that out.
I guess. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most, let's be honest, everybody in L.A. has a podcast.
That's true.
Honestly,
I got a Twitter. I got an Instagram. I got a podcast. It's become that. That's become a thing. Everyone's got a podcast.
I mean, it's not the end of the world, right?
No, it's okay. It's great. It's easy.
It
but do they have a video podcast?
You can't listen to everybody's podcast.
Guys.
So.
Yes.
Me and Star and I were talking about... We need to hit 1,000 followers
YouTube. Yeah.
How are we going to do that, Star?
So, Luis, after work earlier, late last week, decided to record himself doing all the Pokemon names.
I did.
With the Pokemon voices.
I did.
It was amazing.
And he posted it to the Slack just willy nilly. Didn't tell any of us he did it.
Nope.
I just started seeing people talk about this. I'm like, what is this? And I clicked on it, I was like, oh my God. But he didn't post it on the We Stay Late YouTube channel. He posted it on a private channel.
I wanted it exclusive for the Slack community.
And then I said, I'm like, oh, this should go on our channel. But as an incentive before it gets posted, maybe like 1,000 subscribers.
We just need that 1K. You know what I mean?
You know? Like,
it'll look real sweet.
I'll take the 1K.
Not asking
for much. It's a baby. It's
just
a baby
1.2.
Channel.
That's
1.3.
1.6.
Give me a 1.8.
Little baby channel.
Give me 2.5.
Give me 10 million. That's all I'm asking.
So if you listen to the audio version, which most of you do.
Yes.
It would help us out.
Yeah.
If you just also click the little YouTube subscribe button.
It does something with the algorithm.
You have some
it does
options.
Something. It's got, we don't know what
honestly,
it is.
We don't know.
Honestly, I'm not concerned about algorithm. It's just a nice number to be like 1,000.
It is. You're going to look at it. You're like, okay, they got 1K.
Okay. It's like a little baby podcast YouTube.
We're not
channel.
Crawling on our knees.
Well,
no.
And
on our feet.
And, yeah, and the audio has way more than that. So
yeah,
it's just,
it does.
Thank God. So, but yeah, but it making that video crossover.
Also, then
is...
you guys get to see Luis say Pokemon names.
Yeah. Like my favorite one, my new favorite one is Golding. Golding.
Is that what she
Golding.
Sounds like?
Yes. It's the creep.
I
heard it. I was like, that's crazy.
I mean, Golden. Otherwise, if you want, you could just go to the Slack and like
hey, join our
all
Slack.
The files
hey,
to
we,
find it.
We can
there.
Get some more content exclusive for YouTube soon.
It's true. We are. We're going to work on that.
We're working on it.
We are working on it. It's like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yep.
And then it doesn't happen.
Hey, I'm
happens.
Planning. I got plans. I got Google spreadsheets.
I just realized these lights are on. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Let's turn those off.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll do that.
Prepare yourself.
Look. Let's see.
Except the audio people
are. For the listeners at home, we're about to change the lighting scheme gradually. Ooh. Now we stayed late. That's really dark.
Yeah. Do you want to go adjust it?
I'm going to go adjust it.
Okay. That sounds good.
Let's ask some questions.
Yeah, I'm going to ask a question. Okay.
I can turn the lights back on.
This is for.
Temperature.
Okay.
This is for you, Star.
This is
from Martin. You've turned into an Overwatch character.
Excellent.
What would be your main weapon and what would your ultimate be and do?
Ooh.
If it was you.
If it was me.
Yeah. Like not one that already exists. Like, what would your character be? What would your main weapon be? And what would your ultimate do?
Okay, so the way I play, I play very defensively unless I'm playing D.Va, which is like, she's the only tank I don't mind, like, just diving into things.
Yeah.
I know my character would probably be pretty squishy.
Squishy.
I'd be a squishy character, which means I would die quickly. I wouldn't be a very, like, I wouldn't
Yeah,
be
that's
a
your
brute.
Description. That's how you describe, whenever we're playing, that's how you describe when
a character dies
quickly.
A character that can easily die. Like, you know, they're just not, like, made to take, like, strong hits. But I play pretty defensively. I would want to do something where I would lay more traps. Similar to Symmetra, but not, because Symmetra, like, she makes traps, but it's kind of... Like, I don't know. I'd want my traps to not be able to be spotted very easily.
Like how...
Like a sneakier...
Yeah.
Like if you could somehow combine Sombra's invisibility with some other trap situations and like... But to give a fault to it is like maybe the traps don't go off unless I have eyesight, eyeline with the traps.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
So that I would have to actually activate the traps
yeah,
when
for
I
it
see
to work.
But they're invisible.
Yeah.
So if someone sees me and they like kill me off or whatever, then the traps don't go off. But if I have the eye line to it.
Yeah.
Like maybe something.
Goodbye. We have a friend leaving. Goodbye.
So maybe something like
that. She's trying to be extra quiet and we drew total attention to her. Yes. And now she's struggling with the door. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think that's. Along those lines.
Okay.
And I visually some type of maybe like a water or water.
Ooh,
theme.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Like just visual. I don't
we
know.
We don't have anything like that yet.
Like a floaty water situation or maybe like an electric situation. I don't know.
Are there spiders on?
Actually, yes. There's a character named Widowmaker. Oh. She's a sniper.
Well, that's
and her
it.
Little goggles are like an eyeball.
You just want to be Widowmaker?
Sure. What's her ultimate?
She can see through walls, and she lets all her other teammates be able to see through walls.
Oh,
so it's like, it's a little useful-ish.
It's useful sometimes.
Sometimes
yeah. I want to come
not,
in.
Like the best ult.
Right.
Oh, I don't know what my ult would be.
Yeah, what would your ult be?
Oh, shit.
Ultimate for people who aren't.
Right. I was like, what is that?
Yeah,
it's
like
your special
it's
power.
Like your special power
oh,
that you
man,
have.
Oh, man, that's, I need to think about that for a second. I guess if I'm water-based... Maybe the ground around it turns into like you sink in like it's water for a little bit so it slows everybody down, kind of
okay.
thing.
That's
like,
kind of
cool. Slippery
turn, like,
slope.
It's like an instant quicksand. Maybe that's it. I'm like quicksand. I'm like that's my
Ooh.
that's my character. I'm
quicksand.
My
and
little
you
traps.
You set up your traps that look like the ground.
They look like
but
the
then
ground.
When you run into it,
you run
stops
into it,
you.
You get
yeah.
stuck like mud. So it's similar to Junkrats, but like you sink down in it, you can't see it, and the only way to not get caught in it. Is to like kill my character off, but I don't turn invisible, and I have to have eyeline within the thing. So it's like if you see my character, you got to be like, oh shit, there might be spots here. So I think that'd be that's a good character.
That sounds good to
I
me.
I feel like that's fair.
I just started playing, and I like that.
What would your character be, Luis?
Oh well, I said it was a spider, but they already have that.
Well, would you be
well,
an actual spider?
I mean, you could be maybe some type of like.
I want someone with big arms. Just smashing like I guess they already have that the monkey.
Yeah, you have Winston. Winston does that.
I'm already thinking about them. They already got all the good ideas.
I know.
What
here's,
else can we get?
Here's what I want to be. I want to be. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to be a big ball, rolling around, smashing people.
That sounds real fun. That sounds fun.
Just
like a
it's like a
roly poly.
Yeah, like a roly poly. Oh yes, like a roly poly, and then I come out. And
it's
then
like
I start attacking
like
with all my
12
mini,
legs. Yeah.
It's like Roadhog
minions.
Meets Lucio?
Yeah, a little bit. Roll real fast around the map.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. What would your ultimate be? What would you be able to do?
I think I would have to be some sort of like Sonic the Hedgehog move. And then it just shoots at you.
That's cool.
Maybe.
You could
know.
Do the. It could be like, what's his name's? Where he like flies across
Reinhardt?
The. Yeah.
Like a ping pong.
Reinhardt
Wait,
pins people.
Pinball.
He'll has one dart thing and he'll pin you. But
he's gonna have like 12 guns.
But he can't like move when he does it.
When he unroly pulleys out, they're not very good, obviously.
Right,
you
but
know?
There's a bunch of them.
But there's a bunch of them. Maybe he can aim many people at once.
Ooh,
but it's
that's
like a,
cool.
It's
that's a McCree. That you got one of those. You got a McCree and a 76 that can.
Are
do
those
that.
Low level hitting guns?
Those are his. They're their basic guns. They can do that.
Mm.
But if you had lots of
what's
arms.
What's her name? The one who like. Zips Tracer.
Tracer.
Tracer. Her guns aren't that powerful.
No,
they're
no,
like
no.
at a lower
she's,
level.
Yeah, she's like designed to.
She's designed to kind of be in and out.
Be a yeah,
right.
to
be
a nuisance.
Yeah,
that's really
yeah.
Her
so
main
I could roly poly shell up, bust
yep.
out, get 12.
You could be
guns.
An armadillo.
Boom,
Ooh.
Armadillo. Don't mess
that's
with Tex.
That's pretty cool.
He's got a little cowboy hat. Maybe an iPad.
There's already a character with a cowboy hat.
Maybe that's his partner.
And I think
he abandoned him down the river, and he came back. Like, you abandoned me.
Honestly, that would actually fit within the lore. He was part of a gang. I forget what they were called, but he was part of some gang. And then Reaper's character, before he turned into Reaper Reyes, he took McCree in because he was like a kid.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The Western boy.
Yeah, and he took him in, and they were part of Blackwatch. Which was like the undercover group of Overwatch, but then Blackwatch became bad.
Oh no! That's why they shouldn't have named. They shouldn't have named themselves Blackwatch.
I know.
That was their first mistake.
Well, sometimes you have to have a group of people doing dirty shit for in the name of good, and then of course it all goes to shit when you do that.
What can we do?
I want to basically have Animagus ability.
Okay.
So I could like turn into like a bear or a like just become like a because what's his name already does that. Winston already like becomes like a monster.
Yeah.
But I want to become like a I want to go from being like some sort of person to like then becoming an animal that can run across the map really fast.
That's pretty good.
And then like bite somebody else.
Rip his head off.
Yeah.
You just want to give those poor like game designers the hardest like.
I just want to fuck their shit up.
Yeah, because how would you... Okay, say you
now
have,
now I
want to
see drawings of this.
Say you have, like, 2 or 3 transformations.
Okay.
You know, like, you have... Like, say you have a small thing that you can turn into a medium-sized thing.
To sneak around.
And like, a big thing.
A bobcat and then an
Each
elephant.
Each one of those things would also need its own skin, special skins.
Hell yeah, they make more money off loot boxes. I'm helping them out.
No, because each character usually has, for every skin, it's like one design, and then they can do all the stuff. Your character would require 3 versions of a skin each time.
Get at me.
That would
get at him.
As like on, I just on the animator
Blizzard,
side of it, I'm just like, I'm shaking my head. I'm like, oh my god, no.
What if he just could turn into one thing though? What if he just like could transform? Oh, you know what? You know, actually, I want to do
one thing's fine.
I think. Well, I don't know how that would work. It'd be kind of cool to be able to transform into another character and
like
so people think that you're them. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
So you could take on the powers of
you
whatever
could
shooting
copycat.
At you. Yeah. And he'd just be whatever is shooting at him or whatever's like around him.
He's a dog, but he's actually a copycat.
Or you could call like mimic. You could be either like mimic,
like mimic.
Or copycat or ditto.
And it could be a robot. it could be a robot that Sombra made.
Oh.
Because she's like a hacker, so she could have made like a thing that could replicate
like
what's around her.
I'm into this. Yeah, okay, I'm back
and then
on
you
board.
Get to,
back
and
board.
Then you get to play any of them. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, that would be great.
Yeah, it'd be real fun.
What would your alt be, though? Because you wouldn't be able to have the alt of those other characters. You'd have to have your own.
Hmm. It could be that I can make multiple copies of myself.
Oh.
It'd be like good. Like an army.
Oh.
And they'd be like a bunch of the, yeah.
I dig it. Get on it,
Could
Blizzard.
Could be cool. Blizzard.
Did you guys see, speaking of Blizzard, did you guys see any of like the concept art? Blizzard released their art of Overwatch book.
No, I haven't seen it. I'm so excited. I really want to go, but
People
I couldn't.
Have been like,
I was gone.
I went, and it was fine. Like, it was like it's a small... I've gone to that gallery before. It's like a quickie art show thing. I thought they would have more art that I hadn't seen before.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all in the book, and then I want to buy the book because it's like $50.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm saving up
I'm going to buy the book
but
at some point.
But at some point, I will. But people, of course, are posting like snippets of it online, and like there's a big deal over like the concept art of the original Mercy. Because Mercy, if you don't know, she's like the Swedish blonde, awesome, like kind soul in the game. She's literally an angel. Aww. She can bring you back to life.
Aww.
She's a fun character to play.
Yeah, she's really fun.
Her original concept, same thing, except it was like a big, burly black dude.
What?
Same hair too. Like just imagine like a tall, beefy black dude, Mercy, and everyone's just like, "What happened to this?" This is a great design, and they've named him Angelo. Like they've just trying to like.
Do you look like Idris Elba?
No, he just looked like.
I'm gonna look it up.
He looked like a soft, gentle man.
A little gentle giant.
But he's like big, and so now like people still love Mercy. Like no one wants like the Mercy we have in the game to go away, but people also want this Mercy too.
Could be
like
a brother.
We want both, and that's the thing. People are saying they're brothers. Here's the thing. Current Mercy is very like pale blonde Swedish
yeah, she's
woman.
Yeah, very white.
And like this version is clearly not, but I still want them to be siblings
yeah.
with zero explanation to it. I don't want them to say adopted. I'm like, no, they're blood related. They just are. it is what it is. Because they still have the same hair. They both have, like, straight blonde hair.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit happening. There's a monkey.
I want him to be Swedish still.
There's a monkey. Oh, my God. I'm looking it up right now.
And
it's so fucking cool.
I want him to be her little brother.
That's awesome.
Who also wants to be a doctor. Aww. And everyone's just like... Little brother, because he's like this big.
He's
like,
the big guy.
Yeah, like somebody made a comic on that. I just retweeted that like a second ago. It won't be a second when this goes out.
Yeah,
but
it'll be a while ago.
Yeah, but it's just, I love it. I want more art.
I'm looking at it right now, and it looks, I mean, here's the thing is like they're so mechy. They're like very mech. Like the stuff is very mech oriented. So you could just be like, oh yeah, they were generated in the same like. Petri dish.
Oh yeah, she has a weird backstory too. She's like really old and looks like she's super young because she's a scientist.
Mm.
And she like
be a scientist. Look,
she
young.
Knows how to bring people back to life. So she knows how to also stay young forever. So it would make sense. I like it. I want it. I don't know how they would add him to the game because I want the design to be the same. But if somehow they made like a secondary Mercy skin where it's just like, oh, if you get this, you could play as her like big little brother or something. Yeah. I'd be like, yes, please. That would be fun.
I know. I love those art books. I have a bunch of them. And when we were doing I love just looking through them and like getting inspiration for things and like seeing the way they come up with the final designs. And like when we had we did the Star Wars event at SourceFed, and I got the book. And we brought it in and we just like scoured through it because it is so cool just to see like such talented artists just laying everything out.
I'm
I mean,
just
they just
imagining...
worked for days, months on all of these designs. So I really, really want to go to that
and
event.
And then it doesn't, like, obviously they use them, but most of this art just kind of lays in somebody's office or just stays in somebody's computer.
But I mean,
so
it's
going.
Yeah. It serves as inspiration, you know?
Like,
like they hang it up around
idea.
The office and then they get, like,
true.
They get the feel. Because otherwise, I mean, if you don't have stuff around you, it makes it hard to remember, not remember, but, like, I don't know. It creates like an atmosphere.
It does.
Right?
It's just like when you put on a soundtrack or music, it creates an atmosphere.
That's an auditory. Yeah, it's a visual soundtrack.
If you're eating something, it creates an environment.
Right.
Watching Star Wars, I'm going to eat.
No, don't do that.
What other questions have we got?
Oh, boy.
I feel like this is going to be a question-y podcast.
Have you ever done any trips to foreign countries? What's your favorite? And if not, where do you want to go?
Yeah, I've been around.
Where have you been around?
I've been to St. Martin. I've been to England.
Oh, yeah.
I've been
saying.
To Paris.
I'm wearing the shirt that you got me.
Yeah.
Represent.
And enhance.
I've been to Mexico. I've been to the Bahamas.
Jeez.
No, wait. Bahamas? Have I been to the Bahamas? I think I might have. Maybe for like a day trip.
A day trip?
Yeah, you could just take a boat from in Miami and you go.
Man.
Maybe. Did I? I went on some boat. Life. Went somewhere and came back. Yes, I have been to the Bahamas. Okay, I'm like, wait, no, I definitely have gone, but it was like a quick, it was super quick.
Quick little turnaround.
Where else have I gone? I'm trying to think. I haven't been to South America yet.
What's your favorite place to go? Mm-hmm. Like, if you could go somewhere again, where would you go?
If I could go somewhere again? Oh, man, this is hard, because I want to go back to Paris, but not Paris. I want to go back to the Louvre.
Yeah.
I don't care about anywhere else in that city. I need a full 2 days to explore that museum and look at everything.
Yeah.
When I went, I was tagging along as like a behind the scenes photographer person for another podcast, which I don't want to mention because I don't get along with that person anymore.
Aww.
But they're not good people.
Enemy of the podcast.
But still good opportunity to be able to go overseas. So for that, I will always appreciate. But they didn't really want to explore Paris when we got there for various reasons and was not into walking everywhere. Because apparently if you go to Europe, you got to walk
everywhere. You got to walk.
Like,
that's
everywhere.
The way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just because that's what the city, that's how it's
every
built.
Footstep you take is like, my God, there's so much history here.
Yeah, right.
One more step. Holy shit, there's more history.
So that's what's so crazy
but
about
there's,
Europe.
There's like a lot of like drama. There was a lot of drama going on. But we still, we like went to the Louvre because it was like, we're going to the Louvre. Because we're here, what else are we doing? And like the guy just kind of like threw like a fit all day. So I only got to explore like one wing because it was like we're going in, we're leaving. And I was like, damn it! So like I rushed around, saw a couple things, and I was like, I need to come back here. But the rest of Paris was like, it was fine. Like, but I mean, and it's pretty, but I don't know. Like, there's a lot of stereotypes about Paris that at least we experienced that were true. where it was just like, oh, like people weren't very nice.
Yeah.
And I mind, and I didn't know any French, so like obviously, like, and I understand there's like, I'm not expecting people to be like, you know, like super nice if you don't speak a language, but at the same time, it's just like, I
don't try
I don't
to go
know.
In there speaking Spanish either. Even though it's a romantic language, they take high offense to that. Because I went to Italy and I tried to get by on my Spanish.
And they were like, you know, no.
And they were like, oh, okay. Like some, it was a hit and miss, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
French, absolutely not. Do not even like bring that language into
our
country.
Get out of here.
Luckily, in the group I went with, we had a French Canadian, so he was the only one who was able to like, truly communicate. And there was like a lot, like one of their fans who was French, who was super nice. And like took us out to dinner and was just like, she was awesome and like was like teaching us like the different types of foods. But she like also wanted us to try like stuff that was like really different. So I had
caviar.
No, it was like the caviar? It's like the raw beef, the tartare.
Caviar. Oh, yes. Beef tartare.
Yeah. She brought that out and was just like, I know this is weird, but this is like a thing here. Like, please try it. And they weren't. No one was trying it. And I was like, I don't want to try this, but this is a guest who's like being nice to us and is like, you know, showing us around. So she was like, you put some lime on it. Here you go. And I was just like, this is like, I had to be like, this is like sushi. It's beef sushi. Here we go. And I tried it. It didn't taste bad.
It's different.
Okay. I don't know what it is. What is it?
It's a slice of raw beef. It's like a salami size.
What kind?
Beef. I don't know.
It kind of looks like dog food, but it's good.
Okay. No. It just looks like it looked like.
I don't know if it was like steak or is it like ground beef or is it like.
It's like pate, isn't it?
No. This was like, it's like, to me, it was like a slice of salami, but it was a slice of raw beef. Like it was a sliver of.
Interesting. Was it dried?
No, raw. Like straight up, like you went to the butcher and was like, I want that. And you took a bite out of it. And like you put lime on it and lime does cook. It's kind of like if you have a ceviche where it's like if you, like ceviche is raw fish, but the lime. Or the lemon cooks it. It's that. So you have that with a little bit of lemon. And like I said, tasted good. The texture was just not for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was really mad that the rest of the group wasn't eating it too, because it's like, hey. Like,
they weren't ready to go to France, those people.
No, honestly, though. Like,
that doesn't sound like a good group.
No, you got to have, you got
to
be a better.
The original trip wasn't supposed to meant to go to Paris at all. It was supposed to just be a London trip. And the guy's girlfriend wanted to go to Paris, and then they like broke up right before the trip. So it was one of those where it was already paid for.
Yeah,
and she was not there, so it was a lot of like moping.
Oh,
that's really why. So here's I can't blame for that, but at the same time, it's like you're in fucking Europe. You paid for it.
Yeah, you've already paid.
You've already paid all of the. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we get enough sponsor money, we're fucking going.
Oh my god, we're making a tour. Europe.
Please. Like, I want to, I would love to, yeah, I will, and, yeah.
We'll do live podcasts from the Louvre.
Holy shit. They sir, you're not allowed to be here.
I was like, oh, no, fuck you, we got a podcast.
I was like, oh, that's not gonna fly, they won't let us do that.
Yo soy podcast.
Yeah.
That's how you say I am podcast, right?
In French.
Okay.
And, like, it was very beautiful. Only other complaint outside of, like, not being able to, like, get, like, communicate very well was you'd be walking around and it's like this gorgeous like city and you're just like, this is so pretty, and you turn a corner and then you'd get a wave of like urine smell.
Yep. Yeah. Because I saw a man
because you have to pay for all the public restrooms.
Yeah. Yes.
And so since you have to pay for all the public restrooms, people go, I still have to piss though.
That's the dumbest thing.
And so
they pee
like around it and like everywhere else. So like you'll be walking around and it'll be beautiful, and then you're just, it's the odor was not pleasant.
I'm gonna make a controversial
opinion. Understand why that's happening? Because
yes, because you can't pay for the bathrooms. Yeah. Yeah.
So
my controversial opinion is I went all over Europe before I worked at SourceFed.
Uh huh.
I did like a whole, and you guys have heard me talk about this, my whole like Europe trip where we went a bunch of places. I get it. I don't like Paris like at all. I didn't like Paris.
It's one of those things.
One
where it's just
bit.
Like, it's beautiful,
I didn't
but
like it.
Just...
I did. And here's there are so many people that I've talked to that I've shared that opinion with who loved it and are like, but it's Paris, and like they love it. And look, I get it. If you love it, if that's your city, like please enjoy it. Don't let me take away
the
from the fact.
The food was good.
The food
was
great.
Oh,
but
man.
I just did not. It didn't click for me. I didn't have a good time. I'll tell you where I did though.
Where?
And you guys have heard me say this before. I'm gonna say it again. Copenhagen, in Denmark.
I want to go to those Slavic countries. That's a Slavic country?
No, that's a Denmark is by Sweden.
Isn't that Slavic?
No, I don't think
I think Slavic's like Eastern European.
Yeah.
God damn it. What about those like Norway?
Oh, you're talking about
you're thinking Nordic.
Nordic.
Yes.
Apologies to the Slavic community. I meant Nordic.
Slavic or Russia, Belarus, Ukraine.
Okay, yes.
Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia.
I'd love to check out the Nordic people.
Yes.
I'd love to check out Japan.
Yeah,
I feel like that would blow my mind.
I really want to go.
And I
want to
check out Australia.
Yeah, we got to go to Australia. Go to, jump over to New Zealand.
Go to Melbourne. Go to Perth. Go to Adelaide. What else do I know? Sydney. Come on.
When we were meeting with somebody and they were from Australia.
Slabatinnies. You want to get a slabatinnies?
Luis
taking
and I,
the piss?
Luis and I met this person who was from Australia. And Luis was so excited because he knew from the Slack people,
oh, yes.
All these places in Australia.
From the Great Mates podcast.
From the Great Mates podcast. Knew all of these places in Australia.
Like, you're from Australia?
And
oh, where
so
are you
excited
from?
To like be able to know probably where she was from, like actually know the city. And
we talking Melbourne? We're talking Adelaide? What are we talking about?
And she was like,
I'm from Sydney.
Sydney. And we're like, oh. God damn it.
Well, then, okay.
From the place
everyone knows that.
Everybody
knows
Sydney. They're not going to show off.
Yeah.
It was sad. But
I want to go. I want to go to Australia to see like all the animals. I want to see all of.
I want to see all the things that want to kill me.
Yeah, pretty much. I want to see. I don't want to see the bugs. I just want to see like all the bigger things. Yeah.
Ooh, we should shout out to the Great Mates.
We
haven't done a shout out to them.
No,
before.
We haven't.
Shout out to the Great Mates. They do a podcast. They're fans of this. Started as fans
it's
of
a
this
weird
podcast.
Spin-off. It's a weird.
And then they decide to go on and do their own podcast from Australia. So they do awesome.
They met on the Slack.
They met on
Great
the Slack.
Great things are happening there. I'm telling you. You're not listening to me. You're afraid. Don't be afraid. It's okay. But great things. Yeah, they have a podcast. If you love Australians or you want to know more about them or you just like those, you know, like to hear about.
Australia.
Australia.
Yeah.
And their lives.
And listen, they're great mates over there.
They are. It's in their name.
It's in their name.
So I got to go. Okay, so I'm going to listen. So I went. We flew into, and I recommend doing this. If you have the opportunity, I think it was like $2,500. We did it for $2,500 a person for 3 weeks.
That's not bad at all.
Which is not
bad
at all. So I highly recommend it if you have the chance to do it because it fucking changed my world. But we went we flew into Copenhagen, stayed there for a night, then went to Rome, then flew down to Rome. And it was basically you can get flights where you can do a layover in another city for an extended period of time. So you can just look up like layover flights travel.
Right.
And they'll give you layovers. So like that first one, we had a layover for literally a whole day that we got to spend in That's Copenhagen, amazing. Which is really cool. And then jumped on the connecting flight to Rome, then did Rome and Naples, and then did
this sounds so stressful to me.
No. So we stayed at hostels. Yeah. We stayed at hostels and we got a rail pass. And so we basically got to like stay at each place for a couple of days. And then we caught a train and went to the next place. So we went to Naples, and then we went up to Switzerland. We went to Bern and Interlaken, or maybe just Interlaken. We went to both, Bern and Interlaken. And then we went up to Paris, and then we went over to Amsterdam, and then came back down to Rome, and then flew back to Copenhagen and stayed there for 3 days as a layover, and then came back home. So it was crazy.
Amazing.
That sounds like it sounds super cool.
It was fucking
3 weeks, but at the same time, in my head, I'm
awesome.
Like,
it was the best.
Oh,
experience.
That sounds so stressful.
And
oh
then,
my
and
God.
Then,
oh
okay,
God.
So everything was going great.
Did you have to pick each spot?
So I planned the whole thing out ahead of time. I knew exactly where we were staying.
Yeah.
I knew each hostel we were staying at, how long we were staying there. I knew what trains we were taking to get to where. And I knew the railway pass we needed to be able to jump between all of that. So I planned the whole trip beforehand, booked everything.
Too stressful.
And then we went. And, yeah, it was crazy.
It's
but
like pre-production.
It is. It's
Once
exactly
you get pre-production,
like.
You start filming, you just ride that ride.
Ride that train.
Ride that
See,
train.
I would have probably paid, I mean, this sucks. This is why I'm broke, too, because I would have paid an extra, like, $1,000 for someone else to plan all that for me. And be like, can you be my like travel buddy? Like, just don't. I don't want to think about it. Just tell me where we're going. What do I? Where am I? Can I bring my computer? Can I charge my stuff?
But see, the crazy part was that we got to stay at all the hostels that are there. So we didn't stay in any hotels. We stayed at pretty much all hostels that had a bunch of other people in them in the same room.
That sounds
room
so much more
bunks.
Stressful too. I'm like, no.
And so, but it was this whole experience because we met so many cool people. traveling. And then when we were in Rome, we took this underground. So if you go to Rome, there's a really cool, there's a guy who reminds me of Indiana Jones. He's fucking cool. And he does these, he's outside. We met him outside of the Colosseum. He's walking around. He looks like Indiana Jones. And he does tours. But he does tours of things that you wouldn't normally, he doesn't do like a standard tour.
Right.
He does like the tour of the shit that you wouldn't normally go and see. And so, so we did that tour of the Colosseum and he was awesome. And then he was like, I'm doing another tour tomorrow. And it's our underground Italy or underground Rome tour. We're basically going to take you to all of the spots that like that are literally underground.
The catacombs.
So we didn't do the catacombs, but we did because that's like its own. He does the catacombs tour in Paris, but he did the one in Rome where we went into like the chambers underground where they would keep prisoners. Ooh. And we went to like all of these. We went to the to like this old abandoned this like old ancient city that was kind of hidden. And yeah, it was really cool because we kind of got all these spots that you wouldn't normally go to. But that was a really cool experience. So those were totally worth it. And then that night we went to a restaurant, this awesome restaurant that was like we never would have found.
Yeah.
But he was like, this is the best place to go, you know, after a long day of like touring. So we're going to go there and took us this little spot. Mm-hmm. And we sat outside the spot and we met this couple who live in the north of the UK, like the northern area of the UK, almost into Scotland. And we became really good friends with them. And then we went on the tour the next day with them. And then we've stayed in contact with them. And then she is now she like does airlines. She's like a, what's it called? A steward? What's that called?
Airline stewardess?
Yeah. Like the people on the plane.
Flight attendant.
Flight attendant. Yes, she's a flight attendant. So now she flies into San Diego and we go down to see her when she's here. And now they're coming to our wedding and we're going
what?
To our wedding.
They're coming to the wedding?
Yeah. So it's just like.
They're from Scotland?
They're from Northern UK.
Northern UK, yeah. They got that accent.
Yeah. They have a Scottish, like it's a Scottish Scotland. English accent.
That's
it's really
it.
Fucking cool. But so it's cool because awesome. Like we made this connection and now we have a spot to go to.
That's
if we ever
beautiful.
Go to the UK, we can go and stay with them. But it's just cool. You meet people like
this
that as long as you're
like.
This
shows you my anti-socialness. I'm just like all of that. No, I was just like, I would just want to go and like explore. Like I would want a guide, but I would very, very much like stick to the guide. And then I'd be like, I don't need to talk to anybody. I'm just literally here to look at some art and museums and eat a lot of cool food.
Yeah. It was really cool though to meet all the people in the hostels because they're all like your age.
Yeah.
They're all pretty young. And so you get to like know them and it's super fucking cheap. It's like $30 a night some places, which is
insane.
Strangers
and you have to share rooms and you have to share the
bathroom. Yeah, but it's an experience. Yeah. It's crazy. Mm. It's like And then when we were I'm gonna finish the story. Then when we were in Amsterdam, which I didn't really actually like very much. It was fine.
Was it dirty?
No, Amsterdam's clean as fuck.
Amsterdam's super clean. It just was
it boring?
It just felt. I don't know. It felt really strange. It just has a weird atmosphere. I don't know if it was just where we were
like,
in the trip.
It's
or
a massive city.
Also, I don't do drugs, and that's
clean.
Kind of like one of the main things you do
I went to Amsterdam
there.
Didn't do any drugs because that's where my family is, and I went with my mom. So, like, there was no, like, partying, but it was just like, oh, it's
liked,
but
I liked
Holland's
all the areas
dope.
Outside of, like, around Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Just for some reason, the city, I don't know, it just didn't hit me the same way that other places did. Honestly, it probably could have, it probably was also that we had already seen so many other places that it was like, it's just another city. Like, at some point, it's like,
you have
it's
to go
just
to the,
another
you
city.
You have to go to the Rembrandt Museum. It was real cool, Rembrandt Museum.
Which one's, the house, Anne Frank's house.
Oh, see, I like
it.
Was between, those were the two options.
It was
like
so crazy.
Today we have time
blowing.
For Anne Frank house or Rembrandt, and I was like, I'm gonna go to see Rembrandt. I want like I'm gonna always pick like art stuff.
Yeah,
I want to see all that.
Well, Hannah's Jewish, so she was like, I have to go to the. We have to go to the place where Anne Frank was.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was like, so anyway. So we had a really great time though. I mean, it wasn't. None of it was bad. There was nothing bad. It just was like some cities were like, eh.
Yeah.
And so we're going to leave Amsterdam and, we heard that there was a railway strike, in one of the countries, I think it was Germany, that there was a,
Deutschland.
There was a railway strike
and
I'm going to look
want,
it up
like,
right
fish
now.
And chips. Now I'm hungry.
I know. I just want to make sure I get this
Alemania.
Right. Okay, yeah. So we were in Amsterdam. So Germany had a railway strike, and we were supposed to take a train through Germany. If you guys don't know where Amsterdam is, it's in the Netherlands, and the Netherlands are bordered on the top by water, by the ocean. Across the ocean is England.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the south by both Germany and Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And our train was supposed to go through through Germany and then through France and down into down back into Italy, back to Rome. We were going to fly out.
Yeah.
Germany was on a railway strike, so we couldn't take a train through there. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to reroute you through Belgium because Belgium is below there as well, and we'll just get you on a train through there. And then the morning we were supposed to leave, Belgium had a railway strike.
Damn.
And it was like right before we were supposed to leave that they were like, yeah, the train isn't coming. And our flight was supposed to pick us up like the next day from Rome.
Yeah.
So we're freaking the fuck out. And we were stuck. We couldn't go anywhere. I mean, there were none of the trains were running. So we're like, what do we do? Do we rent a car and drive? But we couldn't get there in time because it was so far and we had to drive through so many countries.
Yeah,
and like, it would be nuts to try and do that. Because, I mean, you know, the Amsterdam and Italy are pretty far apart. So we stayed a night at the hotel that they paid for because the train got canceled. We were supposed to take an overnight train to back to Rome. And then we were like, fuck it. And we just booked a flight from the Netherlands back down to Rome and then booked it. Then it was like, it was a total Hail Mary, but there were two seats left on the flight.
Did you get one of those like cheap?
Yeah,
like
Ryanair's.
Ryanair!
So cheap.
Yep.
Yeah,
I used to fly out of Ryanair.
Oh, okay.
I'll make this quick because I want to get to more questions. But I've been to Europe a lot. I've been in Rome a lot. Probably, if I had to say the amount of time I've been there, probably a month.
What? Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. You spent a month in Rome?
Well, okay.
Over
the course of time. I probably went to Rome about four times.
Okay.
I went to a Catholic school, and so we had
a
lot of Rome trips.
We're playing footsies.
There we are. Ooh, little feet.
Ooh, little feet.
Yes, the food is good.
The
gelato.
So good.
The gelato is so good.
I just want to go to Rome to eat.
Have you been to Naples?
It is so beautiful. I don't know, but I went to the little end of the boot called Termini.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, like, I was in that area of the Mediterranean, like, the very blue seas.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, my God. But everything about Italy is just beautiful.
Yeah.
And amazing. And I was there before the euro came, so I still had lira money going around.
Yep.
So Italy's awesome. I got lost there. I came into a flight. Someone was supposed to pick us up. They didn't pick us up. They went to the other international airport. So we were like lost in Rome.
Oh, yeah, because there's two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to the small one and they went to the big one. So we were lost in Rome, me and this other guy, for like a whole day. But luckily, him and me had been to Rome about like twice.
Okay, so you were like,
And I'm like, we know we need to get there. So let's get to this hotel. And then from that hotel, we know the building's over there. And then we had him call his mom, who called the people back to Rome. It was a big old mess. We got to explore.
Yeah.
It was nice. And then I've been to Paris, where I saw a man take a shit in public.
As you do.
Walked to the Eiffel Tower after a nice little drunk night.
What'd you think of the Eiffel Tower?
It's cool.
I thought it was kind of a metal structure. I was a little disappointed about the grass around it.
Yeah.
It was kind of dead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I went, it was fine.
It looked like they weren't taking care of that. It's the one thing you have. You got to take care of the Eiffel Tower. Anyway. But that was
You hear us, Paris?
Hey, Paris, take care of your goddamn lawn.
I'm pretty sure they have more than one thing.
You got one thing.
You got one thing there.
The Eiffel Tower. When people think, I'm going to have prom, I'm going to have a Paris-themed prom. What do you think they're going
to
put?
I mean,
Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower.
I'm not going to put the loom. For your Paris theme.
I guess that's true. But listen, I remember when I went to Paris, I was still in college, no, high school, and I think I had one of my first like drunk experiences there. And they gave us these tall giraffe-looking beer things. They're like I don't know, 4 feet tall, filled with beer. This was my friends. It was in high school. So it was like, you know, you could drink there. And I remember just walking in the bathroom, and I'm like, I had one of those first drunk moments where it's like, oh, my God. And I'm in a mirror. I'm in a restroom, small. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm in Europe, and I'm fucking drunk. And I'm just, like, touching myself. Like, it's one of those first
touching your head.
Touching my head. Yeah, listeners at home, I'm touching my head. And it's just one of those.
Let's be very clear, because in the video version, it's very clear what you're doing. The audio version, when you say
very
that.
Very unclear.
Very unclear what you're
doing. I
forget
that you're there, little podcasters. So I have, like, very, that was very cool. And then we walked the Eiffel Tower drunk. So that was fun. And then been to Spain. And
did you like Spain? I didn't get to go to Spain. I really want to go.
I went to Spain when I was really young, so I don't really remember it.
Got it.
And then I went to Jamaica, obviously. I've been there.
Jamaica.
Where were you? I was just there for my birthday. And Olivia, I am back from Jamaica. Inside Slack joke. and I went to, I already forgot where I went to. Oh, well.
It was fun, though.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where else did I go? Spain, Italy, France, England.
Mexico.
England was great. Mexico. England was great. I liked England.
Isn't it funny you don't count your like home stuff? I'm like, yeah, Mrs. Martin, but I'm like, that's like home though.
Yeah, I count Mexico.
Yeah, I was like, ah, oh, like that's different.
I count Mexico.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I count Mexico because I remember because I mean the thing is it's so close that you almost don't count it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like we went to Tulum when I went to Mexico.
Yeah, so that's like near the like southwest.
Yeah, and it's like right near Cancun.
Cancun.
Yeah, and we went to the Aztec.
Very cool,
stuff. Yep, and so that's why I count it because it's like that made the experience.
So my parents are from the north, so we're norteños and we're very loud people. It's, you know, I'm loud. And then, but Mexico City has those Aztec ones too. You know what I mean?
Like the pyramids?
The pyramids.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, they have like the sun pyramid and the moon pyramid. You can go up there and you can praise the sun and all that.
Oh, you know what? I don't think it's the Aztecs where we went. I think it was the Mayans.
The Mayans. That's what it is.
I thought Mayan was further south.
No. Oh, Tulum.
Tulum.
The place
there.
Yeah, I made that mistake.
Aztecs are like Mexico City.
Okay.
Where like the city's
like
built.
Somebody who knows their like ancient history is just slamming their head against the wall.
This is not right.
It's not Aztec. It's Mayan.
Well, hey, how about you?
I'm sorry. I corrected myself because
How about you join the Slack and let us know that we're doing something wrong. Okay, I'll
you join the Slack.
All right. Next question.
Next question.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. this one's really hard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Who is it from?
It's from Martin. He posts
Martin.
A bunch of them.
Oh.
Thank you, Martin. If you have to lose one of your five senses, which one would you give up?
Ooh, I think I've already answered this one before.
Oh, really? On the podcast?
I think it was going to be sense of smell.
Did we talk about this?
If you lose your sense of smell, you lose your
sense
of taste.
Nope, separate. If I could separate the two, I know we've had this discussion before.
You can't
SourceFed.
Separate it.
If you could separate smell and taste, if you could.
But you can't.
But you can't.
So which one
of a bitch?
So to clarify, it's
so you're knocking out two senses at once:
sight, hearing, smell.
Smell slash taste.
Smell slash taste.
Right.
What are maybe touch?
Touch.
Is there another one?
And then you can see ghosts. That's a sixth one.
I'm dead. It's over. That was the peak of the podcast.
If you could separate smell from taste,
if you could separate,
I would get rid of smell. But if you can't, what would you take?
That's now okay. Well, son of a bitch. If I had a pick, I guess I would have to lose sense of.
I mean, it all sucks.
That all sucks.
It all sucks.
Food. I just got as I get older. I'm loving food more and more.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like...
As a kid, I didn't care. But now I love food.
Yeah, even when we were SourceFed, you didn't care. Remember?
No.
There was a point where that changed.
Yeah, there was a turning point. I was like, guys, I love the taste of food.
Because you wanted Soylent. You were like, I'm down just to have Soylent and
okay, you know what, though? If I'm editing a long day, I'll have Soylent
for
days.
Oh, no, no. Totally. And I will, too. I'm just saying there was a point where you're like, I don't really care about food. And then you changed.
Something happened.
You had something
like Spider-Man, all the little DNAs.
You had some good food.
I did.
I feel like for me, I mean, it all sucks no matter what. I would probably lose hearing.
That's exactly what I would lose.
Just because I need to see to draw.
Yep, me too. Not to draw, but to do the things I
want
to do.
And I mean, that sucks. That means I won't be able to drive. But you wouldn't be able to drive if you couldn't see either. Like, of the practicality ones, if you still want to be relatively functioning, touch would be the one. But touch is such a big deal. To have no
sense. But
doesn't
that mean that you're like quadriplegic?
Sense of touch? It would just be like whatever, you wouldn't feel anything on your body, like your
right, I know, but I'm thinking like logically, like if your nerves are all severed.
Just on your skin.
Just on your skin. Okay. If it's just on your but you could feel inside. So if somebody cut you, you could feel inside. So you'd not be able to feel at all.
Yeah, but when I think sense of touch, I think touch on hands and on particularly skin. That doesn't mean like loss of pain.
But could you grasp a cup without sense of touch?
You would have to train your eyes.
You'd have to train your hands.
Bend.
Yeah, He just wouldn't be. It would be like you're numb. You're essentially like you're numb all over. Right. All over. Because
you wouldn't know how you know the pressure that you're putting on the cup.
Even yeah. eating you wouldn't would know. Be very hard because I feel like that's also part of the touch.
Oh yeah.
Aspect of it, like okay. touching the texture. Of
I
food.
Think hearing is probably the.
I think I'm gonna go.
Is like the next one up in the sense of like. Like you could probably you can live as a normally functioning person without your
but
hearing.
Here's the thing.
You just have to
I honestly think though smell is the one to do
yeah.
because even though you don't get to use even though you don't get to taste food anymore, it doesn't inhibit really anything else. You would just chew
yeah.
food and
it's
take
smell.
And take yeah it's smell that's
and
the
you
best
just eat
one
hella spicy food.
You just
like that's it.
Why do I have such? Like,
I know
why
somebody.
My body,
why is my stomach dying?
I have somebody who doesn't have a good ache. Sense of smell. Like they don't smell anything.
Yeah,
what's
and
that?
They probably function
somebody,
just
and
fine,
yeah, no,
right?
They're fine. They're perfectly
they're fine.
Fine.
And it'd be way easier to eat healthy foods.
I need my music to pump me up. I need the visuals to see. I need to feel people.
See, I'd go the opposite.
I gotta
route.
Feel people.
If
I gotta touch them.
If I couldn't, if I couldn't smell anything, I would just eat garbage. Like I would just eat worse. Because it wouldn't matter. It would just be like.
But see, if
well,
it doesn't
I mean,
matter, that no. But it matters to your body, but it doesn't matter to your taste.
It would
so
be
you could eat tons of healthy stuff, and it would taste exactly the same as fat.
It would
stuff.
Become more of a texture thing.
Yeah, it would.
You
that's
know?
What's interesting.
All right. Okay, all right. I changed
so
my mind.
So it depends what kind of texture
I would go,
you're
I guess with like smell.
Yeah. It all sucks. We're just saying that.
But smell is the one that's got to go.
That's
I
the
like
one that's got to go.
We knew it from the beginning. All right,
we're gonna everybody cut their noses off. We're doing it for the podcast.
Next question.
Next question. Okay, so I told
another
one more. I told people to tweet at us questions.
Okay.
Did
and,
they?
And so we got.
You're looking at me like if it's bad or not.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's one that's gonna be hard, I think, but it's not bad. Zach
Taylor.
No.
Oh.
Cherokee O W. On Twitter. Asked us, since I can ask questions on here now,
okay.
I need an all-time favorite TV show, movie, video game, or personal experience. Just what's your favorite thing that you've ever seen or done?
Whoa,
yeah,
that's heavy.
I know.
Okay, I will say this. This may not be a fun question, but I will say that, and I'm not even going to have the full answer for this, but whatever. The last time something probably impacted me, well, two things. One, I think Dark Matter impacted me a lot.
The book.
The book.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it impacted you as much as it impacted me.
Yeah.
It impacted me like crazy.
It impacted me a lot.
It's like a life-changing experience.
Yes, it did. Yeah. And then the second thing, I think, was...
Good work, Blake, if you're watching.
Blake. Wait, the question's life-changing?
No, it's just what is your favorite thing that has, like, movie, TV show, game, personal experience? Like, what's your favorite thing that has ever... occurred or that you've read or that you've done?
Favorite thing? That's so hard.
I know. It's a hard one. It's not a bad
that's
one.
That's too broad of a thing.
That's
no,
why,
it's
that's
like
why,
your favorite,
that's why I'm saying the most.
Like if you're ranking your favorite things ever of anything.
I mean, see, that's so
it's
broad.
It's a hard question.
I have to just answer my most recent one, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
The Dark Matter. And then actually, as lame or whatever it may sound, the last couple episodes of Legion. Like,
really?
Really? Yeah, because they kind of affected me the way that you kind of have to like... I don't know.
I never finished watching it. I should.
You know what's
it.
Funny is because we started watching it as a class in the editor bay. We used to watch it together in the editor bay at SourceFed, and then when SourceFed ended, we didn't watch the last couple episodes. So I had to watch it on my own like months later.
Yeah. Aww.
And I think it was just the last couple episodes about how, you know, certain thoughts prevail in your brain and how it will try to fool you and control you and how. Actually, you're the one who needs to take reign of those thoughts.
Right.
And I think just something, the way that it was done, it's like art, it's like beautifully done, beautifully performed. It's just a well done piece. And I think just that message in the last two episodes hit me personally. You know how, you gotta take control of the reins.
Yeah.
So, but the most favorite thing, I don't know, that's hard.
Well, I think that's
pretty good.
Yeah, it's hard to do that. I mean, like things that impacted you the most. I don't know. I think that we have different things that impact us over like different
things
that impact us.
You keep changing the question.
I know it's like your favorite thing.
You said favorite thing, not the thing that impacts you the most.
Well,
those
but
are,
those can be the same thing.
I'll say my new favorite.
They can be the same. They're not mutually exclusive.
I'm just gonna start spitballing. I'm just gonna keep going with this until you guys. My new favorite fandom besides reading Harry Potter.
Thank you.
I'm reading Harry Potter, chapter two.
Harry Potter's so good, right?
It's really great.
Okay.
Yeah. My new favorite fandom that I'm getting into is called Wynonna Earp.
Oh, are you watching? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's on
I've heard so many things about it. I've never watched it, but I've heard that I would
like
it.
I have no idea what this is.
I'm telling you, it's on the cusp of coming big because it's only on season two. You know what I mean? Like season three and four, things start getting picked up.
It's a Western?
It's a Western on the sci-fi channel?
Sci-fi
channel.
Okay.
Season two just ended. And I saw the first season on Netflix.
Can you give us a log line?
Oh God!
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know anything.
Doesn't have to be a good log line.
No, it's gonna be terrible. This is how you should not do log lines, everyone. Wyatt Earp. Everyone knows Wyatt Earp. There was a curse put upon him, because he killed this like demon child. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So from then on, his heir, and from then on, Jesus Christ, I cannot do this right now. Wyatt Earp killed about 77 people. Okay.
This just changed a lot. Like, he killed this one demon person. Just kidding. He killed 77 people.
He was killing a lot of people at the time, okay? And he accidentally killed this demon child. And you're like, you know what? Fuck you for killing my demon child. I'm gonna put a curse on you and the people you kill. This witch.
This witch. What a witch.
Okay. And basically what happened
was her name Galina?
No, she was the stone witch.
Spoilers.
Oh yeah, that's right. Every generation, the people who have died come back from hell to reign again. And the only way to end the curse is that the heir of Wyatt Earp has to eliminate all of the people again with a gun called a peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get characters like Doc Holliday. He comes back
because
he lives forever. I don't know. I'm put on the spot here.
It's mystical history.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I like, what you call it? What was that show?
I feel terrible that I couldn't get that log line. I'm sorry, everybody.
Wynonna Earp.
There's another
Wynonna
show.
Wynonna Earp.
You deserve better than that.
You deserve better than what I just did. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. Emily Brent. Is that the creator of the show?
If you like that, you'll probably like, what is the name of the show? It's on Fox. It has the Headless Horseman. He came back.
Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow.
Yes. It has a similar thing where it's just like, The American Revolution was actually like also about like the horsemen of the apocalypse and all this stuff.
It's a thing that's given every generation. Wynonna doesn't want to take the credit, but she has to take up the reign of getting peacemaker.
I like she also got the name Wynonna. Like
Wynonna. and then there's a character, Doc Holliday. That's how she calls her. Wynonna.
Wynonna.
Wynonna Earp. I'm going to get that witch. He's my favorite character.
I'm trying to think. So, like, one of my favorite memories, I'm not sharing because that's personal. But the other ones.
All right.
Because that was just my thoughts. Like, I was just like, wait, like, impactful or, like, just nice? Or, like so I'm like, my brain's just, like, bouncing around to different things. And all the things I'm bouncing around, I'm like, no, I'm not sharing that, though. That's mine. That's, like, my, like, little thing to keep for myself. It's nice. But like other like big memories of things that were just great are like episodes of Sailor Moon that went like the first time of watching them and like having those particular storylines hit me. Like those are like the first time I've cried over TV shows. Like and cried of like happiness. Like not of like, oh, I'm scared. This is just like, oh my God, the thing I've wanted to happen in a TV show happened. And up until that point, that's usually doesn't happen in cartoons. Where, like, continuous storyline. Like, you know, it's, like, early 90s.
Right.
All American cartoons are every episode's, like, a one-off thing.
It's a one-off,
This was the first time I was watching a show with a continuous storyline where there was consequences for actions and stuff. And, yeah, it's a monster of the day, but still, like, there's an arc. And then arcs paid off. And I was just like, ah! And I, like, bawled. Because I was like, I can't believe it.
That's
beautiful. They revealed that she's this. And, oh, my God, like, they broke up? What? Excuse me? Oh, my God, they're back together? Like things happened, and it was very like important to me to see that, and I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of things that I really love, so it's hard to like narrow it down, like you guys are saying.
Yeah.
I think there's personal experience things that are, like, I loved getting engaged. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably like the crowning achievement of my life so far. And then, I mean, just recently at the, there's like, you know, there's like personal things. Like, like, but related to art as opposed to like personal experience mm-hmm. things.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was in college, the film, the thesis film that I made, when we found out that that was like one of the three that was chosen to tour the country. That was like one of my That's favorite cool. things that I've ever, because it's like you go through your entire, my entire high school career where I was like trying to build up to like, I wrote and directed a feature in high school because I was like, I have to get myself out there. I have to like build a thing. And then you finally get into the college that you want to go to. And then you're working for 4 years to like make the thing that you want to make. And then you finally actually make it. And then it actually is, mm-hmm. it does well. And like, that was one of those moments where you're like, I think I could do
Yeah.
You know, so that was a really cool moment. And then just recently, with Planet Born, because Planet Born just sold out, and which is really cool.
That's awesome.
Yay. Just the first printing of it. And we took it to a place called an event called Unpub, which is like an unpublished game event in San Diego. And I've already told you guys this, so I'm telling it more for like the podcasters. But yeah, we went there and basically a bunch of people test your games and we got a perfect score. So that was really cool too, because that's like, you know, it's something I haven't done.
Yeah.
Like I haven't made games before. I've worked on gaming stuff. I mean, we were kind of looking at it today. Like
yeah.
I've worked on things that are gamified. And so I understand the mechanics and like I get the math, but like just to go and take a thing that I've made to people that are actively trying to find things wrong with it.
Yeah, yeah, someone tried to break his game, you guys, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, somebody tried to break it, and
I will break you.
And yeah, and it was they were like looking at the statistics and like trying to figure out, and yeah, so it was just cool to have that moment where it's like I've made a thing, and it stood up to a community that was actively trying to like figure out how to not make it work. You know, and what's cool about, I'm gonna go on a little rant. What's cool about games and why I really enjoy them, as opposed to like, because a lot of the, you know, I do a lot of writing and a lot of the stuff that I have at the cons, which by the way, we're gonna be at LA Comic Con. So if you're in LA and you want to come to LA Comic Con, we're gonna be there. We're gonna have a table there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah,
not Friday.
Dates.
The 27th, 28th, I believe.
28th, 29th. Yeah.
All 3 days. So we'll be there. I'll be there.
So Hallows Eve.
Hallows Eve. Eve.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of the stuff that I'm doing is written, and so it's series based. So you like continually are writing it. Where a game, once you craft it and you've made it, it's a thing that lives, and people can play it the same thing over and over and over and get new stories every time. You know, which is really cool. Because you make a thing, you create the framework, and then they're actively like creating a story through the battles that they're waging every time they play it. So it's like you don't have to continue to write, you know, all the time.
Right.
You created a creature that writes itself.
You make
itself,
a thing that writes itself. So anyway, that's my philosophical rant.
Soon people will have their own podcast, and they'll be like, hey, what Planet Born character would you be?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. Maybe one day. Maybe one day. All right, you want to do one more question?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going fast.
If money is no object, what is something extravagant you would put into your dream house? Or just something you would buy? What's something you would buy?
Talking about this earlier about Club
Roller Coaster.
You would buy a roller coaster?
I put a roller coaster in the back of my house.
Okay, I want to change the question though, because I think it would be interesting to see something extravagant that you would just own. Doesn't have to be in your house. What's something you would buy?
We were talking about this earlier, which was like membership to Club 33.
Oh, yeah.
In Disneyland. If you didn't know, Disneyland has a secret club.
You can't
put
that in your house.
Secret club where you essentially pay way too much money to be part of a secret club just to be able to go to a secret restaurant in the park. Google it. Club 33. It's dumb, but I want it, and I want to get in.
So
I don't want to actually pay for membership. I just want in. I want to
just be
in.
What do you want to do?
I just want to go in there, eat the food, and go, I was in here, and be done. Because that is a lot of money for, like, I could go in the secret spot. Like, the practical side of me is like, no, Star, don't do that. But if somebody has membership access and wants to take me, I would gladly go. Please.
Yeah.
Please. Please.
Please.
Please.
But
so something that we can buy that goes in our house that we love?
No, it's going to be, well, I mean, that is the original intent of the question. I want to modify the question to be, what if you if money was no object, what's something extravagant that you would buy, that you'd spend your money on?
Ooh.
A really nice apartment.
I know.
In LA, it would be like, oh, I would own a house in LA.
Yeah, how weird is it that like that's just our dream is just to own a house.
House in LA, if I could do extravagant, it would be, I could tell you, it would be a 3-bedroom house to myself. This is like, if there's more people in this house, then there are more rooms. But for myself, a 3-bedroom house that has a pool, it has one room is for my like gym pole dancing situation. Another room is my office. The third room is my bedroom. There's a living room space. There's a patio along with this pool. Yeah. I have barbecues all the time. There's people who maintain it so that I don't have to like.
You got a pool boy?
Yeah, I have a pool person. And not boy, pool person. Because pool boy just sounds so young.
You got a pool man?
That sounds like a teenager. A and pool. I'm just like, that's no. But yeah, like a little pool man, that would be great. And I would have a garden and I would have a fruit tree. I need some type of fruit tree or avocado tree in there somewhere.
This is
and
very detailed.
And it would have like pink flowers, the tree with the pink flowers. I don't know what it's called, but you see them all
blossoms.
Over LA.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a blossom. They're like it's the big bushes.
The cherry
that have
blossoms?
Like the
cherry blossoms.
No, those are light pink. These are like the magenta pink ones. You know what I'm talking about? They're like all over LA. Like you pass by a nice house and there's just like, there's like that giant.
I pass by them all the time.
That's how you know you're at a nice house when you got fuchsia flowers.
And this house would be somehow centrally located where all my friends can visit and hang out and like it's great. So it would probably be like somewhere like actually like middle of Hollywood at this point.
You'd live,
so I
yeah.
could like be close to work, close to friends.
Hollywood Hills.
No, not
Fairfax
Hills.
District.
Not, no,
what?
Never in the
Fairfax
hills.
District.
Not Hills.
The Fairfax District.
Fairfax is probably okay. Like free. Like
what is that? I don't know what that is.
Larchmont.
That's where ground.
This is getting very specific.
Like around like.
This
like
is getting very
on Timmins Street.
Maybe like around
on Clinton Street.
No, maybe
on the
like
corner of Rosewood
for anybody no. besides people in
like
LA.
Like around Larchmont is that?
Yeah, Larchmont Village is cool.
Like that area ish. That's kind of centrally. Not in the hills because then I can't walk around and go to the grocery store. I need to be able to like. Walk.
Oh, that's true. That does make it hard.
Yeah. No, going in the hills because then also there's no parking in the hills. You can't like have people over.
That's the worst. You can't have people over. They can't comfortably park somewhere.
They need to. This is an area where people could come visit and hang out, and it's easily accessible. You don't have to worry about parking fees. I either have a shit ton of parking space somehow in this place, yeah. which is I also know that's the most impractical thing of all of this.
Yep.
But they have houses that have like a lot, like a huge space for parking.
Maybe I own like a compound or some kind.
That sounds dangerous.
It does.
No. Well, I would just be like everybody live like in the other houses than I have the main house. I don't know.
You could have a lot of cats.
Oh, man. I know all the cats. Yeah. I have cats and dogs and owls and. It would be cool.
I would want, okay, so I would buy a warehouse, a nice warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And then I would just build a huge creative space
yeah.
where people could come and just write and make things yeah. and do things.
That'd
and
be
like
dope.
Just a giant where all the artists and all the writers and all like the sculptors and everybody could be in one big space.
Yeah.
Not like a yeah, and I would just want and it would be free to come. And there'd be supplies there, so you could just use whatever.
So you want like a free WeWork?
Sort of, but I want it to be like open space and that like.
See, you could combine both your places in one,
I
and
know.
That'd be amazing.
Oh,
you
no,
really
this,
go live
I'm
in your compound and then work in this warehouse space.
Here's the thing. I'm real selfish.
But you would be in the private quarters.
My space is for me, but I also want company all the time. But when it's time for me to be like, go away, I want everyone to be able to go home.
I imagine your thing being like a suburb area. You got the main house and you got a little house as
well. I want to still be like, I don't, I guess to me, suburbs mean far away from everybody.
Oh, well, I mean, like,
I don't want to be far away from everybody. Like, I want people.
You'll be close. It'll be like an in-town suburb.
I want people to be able to come over and hang out and like, hang out in the patio, backyard, like, and like having like a nice
playing with the dogs.
Yeah.
See, yeah. I want to. If money is literally no object, if you want to be a part of it, obviously you can. You know, you'd be making things on commission for people. Like, you'd be making art and stuff for on commission. But I would ideally like make it so that we're giving everybody who's a part of it universal basic income so they could go and live where they want to live and just make art all day long and just make cool shit and just be creative and just not have to worry about actually made. But that's, see, that's utopia, and then you get downside, and yeah. then things go wrong.
I was
going
to say, I'm like,
but,
that sounds like my, I've had this idea of if I won.
If it didn't go wrong.
If I won the lottery, and if it's only when like the lottery's like at a super big jackpot.
$650 million?
Like stuff like that, yeah. Where I would buy an apartment building.
Oh, yeah.
And I would make the and because I'd want like, because rent's so shitty. but the goal of the apartment building is because I also want to live near all my friends. I'd rent those apartments out dirt cheap. Essentially, you'd be free except you pay for your own utilities because I feel like you still need to pay something to like have a sense
value
of ownership
it.
And
yeah.
value it. So it'd be like you're paying your utilities and like a basic maintenance thing, which would be very inexpensive. But the way you could stay in is you have to be creating something.
Yeah.
Period. Just something. It doesn't have to be finished. It doesn't have to be good.
It doesn't have to sell.
It doesn't have to sell. It's just, are you working on something creatively and there's evidence of it? Like, not like, oh, I'm just hanging out and it's in my head. No, like, you got to be actively working on it. And I feel like everyone would get, everybody would get one bedroom apartment. So it's enough to be comfortable and cool. But if you wanted to actually expand and grow, you're motivated to like leave as well if you need to. It's like a weird, like it's like a little, it's an artist compound situation.
Okay, so I love,
and I would live in the on the roof because it would be cool to just like pop in,
literally
and, like,
on the roof,
like a penthouse situation.
A penthouse, okay.
You'd go up there with your tea, looking up, and like, wow, what a beautiful day. You know, you own
and
it.
But like everybody would come upstairs for like movie night. Yeah. Like it's still like a relatively open space, and like there's a pool and like a common area where people can hang out and talk and chat about what they're working on and. It's, again, centrally located near grocery stores and Starbucks and all that stuff. Like, I just want everybody to like, hang out. Yeah, but Target would be awesome. Yeah.
I put a Target in my house. I put a movie theater in my house.
Yeah,
and that way I could just
put
go
a movie
to Target.
Theater in your house.
Go to Target. Get
IMAX.
I need. Put an IMAX theater in my house.
So I think you two just stole everything that I love.
Oh, no.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add this to this compound.
Okay.
We stay late compound. I'm going to add an animal section.
Okay.
So we have the living, the working, and then just a bunch of animals, a bunch of dogs.
Like what kind
of
animals?
Cats,
dogs? Okay. Llamas?
Llamas. Maybe an elephant or two.
Ooh.
No,
that's pretty
lot.
Extravagant.
That's true.
I like it. I applaud it. It's bold. It's
I'm
a bold
okay without
move.
The elephant. You know,
so basically what we're describing acres. Safari.
Okay.
A safari in the back.
Okay, no. A safari.
A safari.
Any animal. No, you know.
What if we had a safari?
But a bunch of, at least
so
cats.
So you're turning the compound into a ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, at least let's start out with cats and dogs the first year. You know what I mean? And then as it progresses, when I'm like 60 years old, it becomes a safari. You know?
Okay.
We've made movies. We've had a lot of people sing. A lot of epic, a lot of great Gatsby parties.
That'd be cool.
And then while I'm 60 or 80, I'm like having... You know.
And then you give up your body to the animals and they eat you when you die.
Yes.
It'd be real fun, too, if we had, like, if money was no object again, if you had themed parties in the compound where, like, you made it so that everything was 80s, like, literally 80s, or everything was, like, you know, you were able to, like, time travel, in a sense, like, just for a night.
So unlimited money and we time travel.
Like, but not actual time travel.
I
like
figured,
you'd set
I
took
it up that as literal, like you're like we're gonna
time
travel.
No. Like, you would just set it up so you could like you could have a fantasy, and it would be like you literally would get you redress the entire place to be like this castle, and you'd have
epic LARPing.
Epic LARPing. You'd have dragons. I don't know where we get the dragons, but
I don't know. We could figure that out.
We just do giant projections of dragons into the sky.
Oh my god.
We could project. Yeah.
How are we going to make this happen, you guys?
Money?
We just got to start a Patreon. That's what happens when you start a Patreon,
yeah.
Right? You just become filthy rich. Isn't that how that works? I've heard that's the algorithm is you just it's small podcast plus Patreon equals filthy rich.
Well, probably, I mean, a GoFundMe would probably be a better shot at that.
Except the whole idea is that I'm paying for people to live there, but they're paying me to pay them to live there. I don't know if that would work out.
No, I'm just like, hey, start a GoFundMe for several million dollars and we buy an apartment building.
Shit, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
God, I think, man, I would have to look. I assume like a basic 12-unit apartment building is probably like between like 11 and... $14 million in LA. Like, yeah.
I
want to
buy.
Basic.
I want to buy this building.
This building?
Yeah.
Christ. Ugh.
Just level the floor yep. so it's one huge thing.
Yep.
It's not zoned right. you can't live here.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Money.
Damn. Money. Unlimited money.
You
could zone it. You could bribe the politicians.
You'd have to buy, like, the apartment building, like, next door. Not the hotel. But
I
want
to build a rocket
building.
And just go to space.
Now, we're on a whole different topic with that one.
Okay, sorry. I took it too far.
You
I'm
did.
Sorry.
Nah, I don't want to go to space. I mean,
you
I
don't
want to
go to space.
I want to go to space, but I want to go to space when it's just like
it's
not
chill.
Experimental.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes
like,
sense.
Like, oh, they figured everything out, and all your creature comforts are good.
Yeah, that's true. It would be pretty terrifying.
I do want to do that thing where you go up and down.
I know. Me too.
Like
one
Sam,
day,
like
life
what
goal.
Sam did?
Yeah, I've been wanting to do that since I was in high school.
We'll figure out a way.
I'm half.
We're
and
gonna
half
do
on
it.
That.
$5,000.
I don't know why you just do that in a perfectly good plane. Part of me is just like, I don't know, man.
I want to experience
zero
gravity.
Just go in
once in my life.
Just go in a pool and float.
No, I act like Spider-Man in the pool. That's what the pool's for. Or act like Superman in the pool.
Like,
you ever do that where you get on the ledge and you just push yourself off
yes,
and you're like,
uh-huh.
Boo, I'm Superman.
It's really
you try
more
to get to the other
man,
side.
I think is more of what that is. But
well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you try to think you're in the sky.
Right,
and then,
right, okay.
And then Spider-Man, you're on the thing. You're kind of keeping
yeah, you're
yourself
on the wall,
afloat.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then you push yourself
so
off.
So you
and
know
like,
what
oh.
anti-gravity feels like.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still some effort I'm putting. I want to like...
But also, there's a different sensation in your stomach yeah. when you're in anti-gravity.
What if that's how it feels, though? What if all this time it's just like, oh, no, it feels like I'm in a pool?
I mean, I'd be happy with that.
At least I'd know.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess.
Don't take this away from me, Star.
I'm not taking it away. I'm like...
Look.
Don't discriminate against his...
Once we get 1,000 followers on YouTube... All these dreams will come
it's
true.
It's all possible.
It's all going to
so
happen.
So go subscribe on YouTube.
YouTube.com/WeStayedLate.
We have the URL now.
We finally got it. Thanks to viewers like you.
And go to FHP. Go to FHP. We got stuff there. We got Halloween is my Christmas.
ForHumanPeoples.com/collections. Right? No. Wait. Shit,
I don't know.
I've forgotten it. I haven't said it in
no,
so
just
long.
Google it. It'll
no,
come up.
ForHumanPeoples.com/collections/we-stay-late, I believe.
Seems like we could have gotten a better URL.
And go to Embryo.
Go to Embryo. Go to Ruby Whipple. We're writing
do
new,
that.
New pages.
Oh, shit, I didn't update my Instagram. Let me update it today.
When this drops, there'll be a new page up past the page that went up
yeah.
today.
Oh,
so
man.
Go on there.
I'm failing on the socials today.
I mean, whatever. But yeah, go on there. We have more pages that are going up, and Star's working really hard, and I'm not doing shit, because...
Well, yeah, because you're waiting for me to catch up,
I'm waiting
so
you for
you
to catch
writing.
Up. And yeah, and if you want to come see us at LA Comic Con, Star and I will be there.
I'll be hiding
on
behind
Saturday, and Sunday she'll be there. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah, and then...
You get a free egg.
Get a free egg. We'll have free
you're
eggs.
Giving them away this time?
Well,
it was
free.
Yeah, but they had to give them back to you.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not giving them away.
Oh, okay.
No, you get what's inside the egg. I really want to fill one of the eggs with an actual yolk.
No.
No.
So they open it. It's like, oh, sorry, you got the...
You got the yolk.
You got the yolk. You
the
get
yolk
to keep
means,
it.
The yolk means you probably get all the things for free.
No, the yolk means you have to go to the bathroom and wash your hands. That's what
aww.
The yolk means.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then yeah, and then Plantborn sold out, but we're starting a different. I'm kind of taking the notes that we got and all the things that we all the feedback we got from people and all the exciting things, and I'm revamping it. And we're gonna have another printing. I'm probably gonna do a Kickstarter for that so that we get a even bigger breadth of an even bigger audience for that, since it's kind of just a marketplace. And so that'll go up soon, probably in the next couple of months, as we I want to test out some of the new things I'm throwing into it. And then
Spencer's making it fancier, you guys.
I am. It's getting fancier. It's getting a bigger box.
It's getting
a bigger box.
It's getting a bigger box. We have dye now that are used to keep track of the damage. There's
yeah.
a lot of stuff that's going into it. So
has
keep your
so
eyes out for that.
Dye.
I have
it's
so
many.
Many dye.
Do we have them here?
There's so many dye.
I'm actually returning these because I'm getting themed ones. But yeah, we just have bags and bags. There's even more. There's just bags of dye. I have two more. Just bags
with
of
dice.
Dye. So, but we're getting. These are not what we're getting. These are going back
they're
to
Amazon.
They're
not good enough. He's
they're not good enough.
It.
It's going to be perfect.
Guys, I also feel bad that I really fucked up the log line from Wynonna Earp. Just
you
want to
try
it
again?
No, I'm not going
okay.
to.
Oh, God.
I know what I'm capable of, and that's not it. Sometimes.
Hey, at least you know. At least you know.
Yeah. You know your weaknesses, everybody. You can really grow from that.
Okay. Are we done?
I think we're done.
Yeah. I want to go home.
I know. I want to go home.
I'm so tired.
Let's go home.
Let's go home.
We stayed late enough.
Yeah, we did.
What are we doing now? Are we kissing or are we clicking or are we snapping?
Let's do little snaps.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I don't have an out this time.
That's the out.